morning to you. Brita Fox joins me from the Enterprise office, and she's brought two of her chickens with her today, so she has, and that she's proud of, but she's going to have 24 producers in the corn store as part of the Galway International Arts Festival from the 17th to the 29th of July. Brita, good morning to you.
Good morning, Keith. How are you?
I'm good. You brought two of your...
Two of my creative
chickens in today. You're so proud of these two, as well.
I am. I'm proud of all my chickens, as you call them.
But you're like the mother of all mothers here, like all these people. You brought two guests with you. We'll talk to them in a minute, Katrina Leather and Lorraine Fletcher. But this event, it's the pop-up shop again, the course.
It's the third year we're doing it. And it's also the third year where we support our creatives in Galway with a development programme to help them build and, become more customer-focused in terms of their offering and their product range, etc. So it's the third year of the programme. And this programme started as an idea to showcase to the people of Galway and visitors exactly what products are available in Galway and the quality of them and the range of them and, in my mind, the beauty of them. So what's great and quite unique about this pop-up shop is it's actually managed and owned by the creatives themselves. It wouldn't happen without their collective input and effort, and it's a credit to them.
So they control their own destiny effectively.
Exactly. They manage the rota over the 2 weeks. They manage their own money. I work with them in terms of supporting them in terms of getting the merchandising right, and obviously supporting in terms of the expertise and the advice around the whole space. And it's also funded for the second year in a row by Creative Ireland through the City of Galway Council.
Good on you. Lorraine Fletcher from you've art studios, Lorraine, in Loughrea, is it?
Yeah, I have a home studio I work from in Loughrea.
And, oh, look at this, the urban fox you brought into today.
I brought in a few different products.
He's kind of not wanted now in our house. He killed chickens on my brother's. They're beautifully done. How long have you been involved in art?
Well, I set up the business in 2013, and it's just been growing from then. So I just produce original paintings.
Wow.
And do prints and cards and mugs and cushions as well now.
Wow, so it's cushion you have in your hands.
Cushion.
Oh,
here.
Beautiful.
A squirrel.
Is that a squirrel? Yeah.
It is, yeah.
Oh, that is, that's stunning. So
thank
it is.
You.
Absolutely. I mean, I noticed, are you staying on the animal field on some of...
Yeah, mostly I would paint wildlife, woodland animals, and I've been known to paint a few cows as well. So
have you?
In the past, yeah.
Really? But now I notice you have...
The Volkswagen, yeah.
You have the urban fox, and then you have the poor old pheasant, the head's up there, so yeah.
That's it, yeah.
And then you have the... a late night, and it's a beautiful of an owl. Your use of colours is tremendous, so it is, Lorraine.
Thank you. Yeah, it's all acrylic, and then there's like pops of colour through it that wouldn't normally be there, but it adds life to the
absolutely stunning.
Pictures.
So stunning. So
thank
will you,
you
be selling these then
yes,
in July? You will
be selling
in the corn store
all these different products
and cushions and all that go with it.
And homeware gifts and everything. Yeah.
Stay with me if you don't mind. Katrina Leather, good morning to you.
Hi. Good morning, Keith.
We all asked you where the leather name came from. Yes. We know the Fletcher's from Loughrea, so we do. We know that the fox is from Renmore. Foxes from Renmore, yeah. But where did the surname Leather come from?
The surname is thanks to my husband, actually. His dad originally came from Sheffield in the UK, so that's where it comes from. So with that name, we kind of had to make something from leather. So
you specialise then in these products here, which would be Fionn. I love your branding, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Who did the branding with you?
We both work together, actually, on that.
Isn't that very, Brita, I'll open your microphone there, and indeed, Lorraine, isn't that very high-end branding?
It is very high-end, and the quality of the leather and the wood and the materials they use is excellent. Like that tiki bow you have in your hand is from Donegal tweed, you know, it's really high-end.
What would that retail at, actually?
So that is €59.
For what you're getting, it's good. Yeah.
It's all made by us in Galway, and it's a full it's beautiful tweed. We get it from McGee Up Weavers in Donegal, and it's such a lovely premium raw material to work
with. Do you make them all in Galway, do you?
Yes, everything we make
in Galway. Including this?
Yes.
Another, that's the timber. I have a timber dicky bow.
Oh, do you?
I do, going back, yeah. Everybody asks me where I get it. It's amazing the talking point
they really are talking points, and the timber we get is all Irish grown oak. and it's all sustainably harvested. So we get a little tree certificate attached to that one for the traceability of where we get our wood from as well.
Again, your branding, no more than Lorraine's, your branding is everything, so it is. And what other products do you have? You have cufflinks, and
we have a couple of things.
You brought in a bit of leather as well,
yes,
did you?
Yes, we did. We had to. So we have cufflinks here. They've got oak inserts in them. They're actually quite popular, especially as wedding gifts five-year anniversary gifts.
Five-year anniversary gifts,
because it's wood.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So they're very popular at the moment. They're really high-quality cufflinks.
Good idea.
And also we have, this is our card wallet, leather wallet, sorry, and it's called a Brogue card wallet. Oh. So you can just flick them up there.
Frida's
put her cards in there. She trusts me with them.
Pull out the credit cards that are in there. It's Frida Fox's. Hang on a second, we'll put this number
put
in
the
and see
number
how much.
The line.
Yeah, 431. Yeah, she just wanted to show us, demonstrate how it was done. Beautifully done as well. So, Brida, these are just a sample. I mean, Lorraine and Katrina are brave to come in today with you dressed in green like that. But they're brave to come in and show us their stuff today and talk to us about it. But you have, how many others then will you have there? You have
so 22
more.
22 more. And as I say, it's the third year of the pop up shop. What's particularly good about it, I suppose, is it gives our clients and our creatives a chance to showcase what they're doing to a bigger audience, because the timing, as you're aware, is during the Arts Festival, when we'll have a huge range of visitors. A lot of the clients have gone on to avail of our other local enterprise supports, such as trading online vouchers or small grants, to develop and grow their businesses. So in terms of our supports, it's really important to us that we continue this building craft and design network within the area. There's 27 jobs aligned to the people who have started this program over the last 2 years, not including this year's cohort.
Wow.
So it's really, really important to us in terms of the local enterprise network.
So you're going to be open on Monday to Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m, Friday 8 to 7, 8 to 6, and on the Sunday then of the Arts Festival, 12 to 6. We'll remind them and
Could I ask people to share and like the images? It's a very active group in terms of making this a successful venture for them. And more importantly, to call down, have a chat with our creatives, hear the story behind their products, and promote our local creative artists and promote jobs in Galway.
Okay, we might bring a few more of them in during our Arts Festival week.
Well, that'd be brilliant.
Yeah, we'll be coming from our square, so we'll bring a few of them in.
Lovely.
And we'll pop down and we'll record
it. Appreciate that.
Brida Fox, thank you indeed for joining us. Katrina Leather, thank you. And Lorraine Fletcher, lovely to meet both of you. Very talented people. And again, further details can be had from the Corn Store, 17th to the 29th.